Welcome to Tidoodigawa Bookmakers at tidoodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Last week, I talked about a book I wrote, and then last week I gave you the first chapter. You could listen to it on the last episode. This time, I want to tell you what I discovered. Reading your own stuff, reading your own writing, is a good way to find errors, mistakes, and unnatural sentences. Now, while there might be a lot of unnatural sentences in the world, certain mistakes you can catch when you read it. And I'm not going to read the entire novel to you, but I caught one mistake, at least one mistake, when I read the first chapter of The Tokyo Tunnel Girl. And today, I'm going to read the first chapter of the book I was working on that caused the third book to be written. The second book is called The Nuns of Nanao. Now, The Nuns of Nanao started out one way, and I wasn't interested. I was stuck. See? I can't even think of the word. And then the other day, after I read the first chapter of The Tokyo Tunnel Girl, it dawned on me what The Nuns of Nanao were really about. So I changed the beginning, and the beginning turned out to be a little bit better than what it used to be. But between the time of writing The Nuns of Nanao, I got hung up on the plot or something, and I started free writing, and I wrote The Abacus Longing, which will come next week. Today, I'm going to read the first chapter of The Nuns of Nanao, which is quite lengthy. It takes a bit, but I think you will enjoy it. Now, that's the writing portion. On the other hand, today I printed out two books, 80 pages each, same book. It's a guide to my fair city. If you're looking for coffee shops or places that make sake or some information that's usually not in the guidebooks, guidebooks will take you to the famous places that everybody goes to and you should see them, but then afterwards you might want to sit down and have a cup of coffee. And so I wrote a guidebook, sort of, not exactly, for people who are enjoying themselves. And it's in English and Japanese. So now, having written that and having done that, I'm now going to read the first chapter of The Nuns of Nanao. Bear with me. The Nuns of Nanao, Chapter 1, The Russian Awakens. Nina. Not knowing the name, 9 times it snaked out of his mind. Nina. 2 insyllables sliding seductively from his memory. Who was this Nina? Was she a nymphomaniac or a nurturing nurse? Was she a nymph or a nun? What did this Nina want? Where was this Nina woman? Why, as arrows alighted all around him, did he think of this Nina at this moment? Nina. Yes. He stepped back into a low-ceilinged tunnel, more like a long, narrow coffin. He thought there was a small light far away, but knew that this was wishful thinking. He hoped for an escape so his mind, his tricky, sneaky mind, could provide hope. He looked back where the archers had loosened another volley of arrows. He knew he was abandoning the man, and perhaps a woman he never met, but which did he want, to die a noble death or life? He knew that noble death was noble, but life was life, living, eating, drinking, enjoying, life. Should he go back to his noble death, he thought, or forward to the light? He looked at the light. Was this light to life or death? Was this tunnel an escape to life, or should he die his noble death? Having experienced one, he gambled with the other. He moved towards the light, crouching as the ceiling of the tunnel encroached on the height. It took him 30 minutes, and by the end he was crawling military style on his stomach. But he reached the small light. It was coming through a small lattice door hidden in the ceiling, much like the hatch of a tank. He reached out, hoping it wasn't locked, hoping he could open it without a problem. He pushed. The door didn't open, but it crumbled. like an ancient mummified pair of hands collapsing at the first touch of living hands in a millennium, like Carter touching Tut for the first time. It was going to be a tight fit, but the Russian didn't want to go back to the dark tunnel with the archers and certain death. He pushed his head through. The darkness of a moonless night engulfed him. Thankful it wasn't hot, with a Mongolian sun breathing down on him, the Russian wiggled, pushed, and squirmed. He forced one shoulder into the opening. He wiggled, squirmed, and pushed more. Unable to break free, he rested in the cool night, a slight breeze cooling his overworked body. He looked around. Darkness, but a sound. A sound he recognized from his childhood. What was it? Why did it remind him of summers in St. Petersburg? Also, his breath. He could hear himself panting like an exhausted St. Bernard, climbing Mont Blanc, looking for survivors of an avalanche. The small cask of life-stealing brandy bouncing against his heaving chest. He closed his eyes. A short sleep would help, he believed. And 20 minutes later, as a mosquito circled his ear, he awoke. Rested, he continued, pushed, squirmed, wiggled, pulled, bent, forced, and suddenly, without a pinch of sound, he popped free. He rolled out of the opening and onto his back. He looked up, hoping to see stars, hoping to see nothing but millions of stars. Instead, he saw gun barrels and dark blue skirts. Russian weapons, Japanese skirts. Weapons and skirts attached to each other by bodies. Female bodies. His eyes went beyond the AK-47 rifles and the navy blue tight skirts. Faces appeared. Angry, concerned, deadly faces. 5 of them. All with Asian eyes, noses, hair, all staring down at him as if he were a target, vermin, a bald-headed apparition that needed to be exterminated. So naturally, he smiled. "Morning, ladies," he grinned. He pulled himself erect. He rested on his knees. It hit him. A hard kick from behind, right in his lower back. He heard a crack and, as he fell to the muddy ground, hoped it was the heel of a shoe breaking. It wasn't. "N-n-n-n-Nina!" Darkness surrounded him. The faces disappeared behind a veil of murky, moonless, dark clouds. So that's the end of Chapter 1 of The Nuns of Nanao, and next week we'll get into Abacus Longing. Thanks for listening. I hope to see you soon. See you later.